Amen. Glory to God. We thank everyone this afternoon for joining us for Sunday school at Cornerstone Deliverance Church underneath the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. Glory to God for our Sunday school hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this time of going forth in the word together. Amen. As we break bread, as we fellowship, as we come on one accord to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If Mother Harris can lead us in prayer this morning, this afternoon. Amen.
Jesus. Yes, Father God, we thank you for just you being you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that's on the line, that's not on the line, could not get on the line today, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Touch. We are touching and agreeing in your name, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to yield more unto you.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the woman of God taking us, leading us in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm your host this morning, Prophetess Maggie. I just thank the Lord for this allowing me to come before the people. Hallelujah. As we go forth in lesson 5 of this week of our Sunday school. Amen. And we are in our adult Sunday school lesson from Union Gospel Press. We're in week 5, and our title this morning is Obedience in Worshiping God Alone. Amen. I thank God for the word that was spoken this morning in spirit and in truth. Worship service, I thank God for our apostle. Thank God for just each and everyone in their respectful place today as we are going before the Lord. Our scriptural text will come from out of Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to ask if Mother Roberts can read the word this morning.
Amen. I am the Lord thy God. No, that's what the wrong one. And God spake all thee words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name thy Lord, thy God, in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy sons, nor thy daughters, thy manservants, nor thy maidservants, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in the sixth day the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rest the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. We thank God for his word. We thank God for Mother Roberts reading the word of God this morning. Amen. Over the last couple of weeks, we have really been digging deeper into where the Lord is telling, calling us. He's always, his word is obedience, and where he's breaking this thing down more about obedience, and it's just not a Old Testament thing. It's just not a New Testament thing. It's just a lifestyle, and obedience relating to hearing and respectfully giving attention to God, and how it relates to our hearing, our trusting him, our submitting to him, our surrendering to him, our loving him, and it gives us life. And so, amen, as we begin to even go forth into speaking about the covenant, and this week we get deeper into the covenant. And so when I begin to study about what actually meant, what covenant meant, it's deeper than what Webster's dictionary gives us a definition of. It means to cut, to select the best between, to select the best between two parties. Mm. It's a treaty. It's a compact agreement. Mm-hmm. It's a binding agreement between two people or two parties. It entails a variety of responsibilities, benefits, and penalties, punishment. Mm-hmm. It's an alliance of friendship. Mm-hmm. Covenant is to eat with, to fellowship in agreement with, to bind or to feather, to come in commitment with, to allot, to share. When God makes a covenant, he enters into an agreement to commit himself to give what he promises, and it is an act of grace. Glory to God.
Amen.
So these are just not words that were just written on stones, but they were life. They were words of life. They were words that spoke of God's character. And it spoke of how our character is supposed to be. Amen. He begins to start this off. He says, I am the Lord, thy God. Mm. Glory to God. That right there alone, he says this twice in this. He says, I am your God. I am your God. That means these words, they begin to show identification. And they begin to show relationship. They're just not regular words. They're not just regular pronouns. They're not words that's thrown on paper. But these words tell of life. They tell of hope. They speak of our salvation. They speak of the love from God. And so we are not just regular people that are moving. We're not just regular people that are traveling alone. We're not just regular people that are in this thing alone, but we are claimed by our Father. Amen. And so
Amen.
He begins, the Lord begins to speak to the people, speak, and not just back then, but this still applies today. And so today we're studying to show how God makes himself known to his people through a covenant. That relationship, that alliance of friendship, that agreement between him and I, you and him, of sharing things, coming before him transparent and sharing things that have taken place, and how what we're going through in our relationship with others, and what we may be going through on in this journey, but sharing those things with him. And coming together to make a commitment to serve him, to live right, and have a everlasting love for him, being faithful and steadfast and unshakable. This is what covenant means with his people in Israel. So he begins, the principle is to show that our God is a covenant-keeping God like no other. You don't hear about it with Buddha. You don't hear about it with Hare Krishna, whoever he is. You don't hear about it with Muhammad. You don't hear about it with the guy from Waco, Texas, that David Koresh, that had all those people. You don't hear about it with no other person, no other God. He's a covenant-keeping God. No, these people who try to make themselves God. He's covenant keeping. He keeps his agreement. He keeps his word. And he keeps his promise. And that is an act of grace. To affirm that God gives us his rules for our blessings and always keeps his side of the bargain. He always keeps his word. His promise, if he spoke a promise, it is what it is. It shall come forth. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. If we are in our rightful place, if we are walking in obedience, if we are walking in a spirit of to hear him and to trust him and to submit and to surrender and to love him and to obey and live in his word, we got to be in our rightful place too, so that we can walk out the promises that he has spoken. Because he's gonna keep his end of the deal. It's gonna come to it's gonna come to pass. And we must be in our rightful place with him. Amen. A covenant has two sides. In order for a covenant to be valid, both parties have to keep their side of the bargain. So as we entered into this covenant, like the children of Israel entered into this covenant, we entered into a treaty. Now you think about a treaty. We are in treaties with America is in treaty with a lot of countries. That means we declare that we're in agreement with them, that we won't go to war with them, we won't fight against them, that we'll stand in allegiance with them, that we'll stand united with them. And so we often hear that. Why does America always run to the aid of others? Because they are in this treaty. Well, it is the same thing in the body of Christ. It is the same thing in our obedience to him, that we must come in alignment with him. We must come in a treaty with him, that we won't go to war against him, that we won't kick against him. We won't disobey him. We won't rebel against him. We won't turn our back against him, because we know that he will not do these things to us, so we must be in perfect alignment with him to keep our end of this treaty, to keep our end of the bargain. And in the Bible, the covenant was used by God to show himself to his people. It was a revelation of his faithfulness. His faithfulness to bring them out, to deliver, to set free. It was his faithfulness. He even though the children of Israel whined and complained and were ungrateful and all of this stuff they did, he kept his end of the bargain. He was faithful to what he had to say. So that speaks a lot about our character, how we are supposed to represent the body of Christ. And so we see in these Ten Commandments that this is individual, but it's a community, it's corporate as well. How we are supposed to represent the body. They're not just words, but these words they're full of hope. We're not supposed, and I'm going to read it from just a common English version. It says, you must have no other gods before me. Do not make an idol for yourself, nor form whatsoever of anything in the sky above or under the earth, or below or in the waters, under the earth. Don't make that stuff no idol. Do not bow down to them or worship them, because I, the Lord, I am your God. Once again, we are claimed people. We're not just out there wandering and don't have an identity. We're not just out there wandering and are alone. But we are claimed by the most sovereign Father, a passionate God about his children. He says, I, the Lord, your God, am a passionate God. I punish children for their parents' sins, even to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. But I am loyal and gracious. There's that grace to the thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments, who willingly obey what I am declaring, who willingly obey what I am speaking, who willingly obey, who going to live by this, who's going to declare this, who's going to come in agreement with me and not come against and come in war with me. But do not use the Lord your God's name as if it is with no significance. Put some respect on my name.
Amen.
The Lord won't forgive anyone who uses his name that way, like it means nothing. Because we know we got to put, there is power in his name. So we must understand that we just can't just randomly just throw it around. Remember the day, the Sabbath day, and treat it as holy. 6 days you work and do all your tasks, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Do not do any work on it, not you, your sons or your daughters, your male or female servants, your animals, or the immigrant who is living with you. Because the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that is in them in six days, but rest on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The God of the covenant, we see in the scriptures that we constantly see the evidence of God who is active in the lives of his people. We don't serve a dead God. He is active and alive. And that requires, if our God, Apostle said, the dead can't raise the dead. That means if our God is active and alive, we are yet active and alive. That means we must be on the move for the kingdom. We must Amen. Not be stagnant and stuck, not doing nothing. Our God is active and alive. That is the evidence. That these ten commandments is the evidence of his work. And they're still going on centuries later in our lives. That's the evidence. When they were in deep trouble, he rescued them. Now, let's apply this to our lives today. When we were in deep trouble, you know, a lot of people say that salvation was not in the Old Testament, but I beg to differ. Salvation was there when they were in the need of, in trouble, when they were enslaved. How many been in trouble? How many been enslaved with sin? It's no different with the Pharaoh that was then is still now sin.
Amen, amen, amen.
He delivered and set his people free. Salvation was there. Glory to God. He began to cut them away. When he came in covenant, he began to cut them away from sin. He began to cut them away from the bondage of how the enemy had them trapped up in. He began to deliver them. He began to redeem them from the hand of the wicked one. He began to rescue them from danger. And then he restored them back to a place of safety and soundness. Has your God, the God that didn't leave us alone, the God that we are claimed by, done that for you? Glory to God. We serve an awesome God.
Amen.
An awesome God. To know that he didn't leave us in the state that we were in, but he rescued us. And he came into agreement with us in this covenant. There's benefits in this covenant if we follow it out and we continue to understand the value of this relationship. We continue to understand that who our identity is in him. There's benefits, but on the flip side of that, if we don't understand the benefit, if we don't walk in the obedience that he is declaring for his people to walk in, he says that he will punish. He gives some instruction here. He's letting us know what's going to come. If we don't willingly obey him, this is what's going to happen. But he rescued them. He delivered them. He pulled them up out of danger, and he protected them. When they needed food and provision, he was there. Have you been where you spiritually you may have needed him? Naturally, you may have needed him. Physically, in your bodies, you may have needed him. And he was there all the time, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Those are the terms of the covenant that he made with us. That he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He won't just do something good one time and not remember us, because we are people that are claimed by him. That is the God that we serve.
Amen.
Israel was expected to keep their side of the covenant and respect God's holiness that yet still applies today. We got to keep this covenant with him. No matter how hard it gets, we can't throw in the towel. No matter, we got to remember what we said, that, Lord, I'm giving you this yes. And I'm not just being stagnant and not doing nothing for the kingdom, but I'm out spreading the good news of the gospel. I'm out leading my brothers and sisters to Christ and sharing the word of God with them. I'm out speaking a word of encouragement. Whatever God has spoken, we have to keep our covenant with him. And we have to respect his holiness. Holiness will never change. It is the same as it was then, and it is the same as it is always going to be. It's never going to change. He is holy. He says, don't just treat my name like it has no significance. For I am holy, says God. He is not to be compared to anyone. He is an incomparable God. She said something today. She said, don't think about my name, because my name don't hold no value. It holds no power. We cannot compare our name to the name of God, to the name of our Father. There's no other God that can compare to him.
Amen.
He is in a class all by himself.
Amen.
That's what it is when he came into the term of this covenant with them. And then there were the signs. God made a special covenant with his people Israel by setting apart one day of the week, the Sabbath, to worship him. Keeping the Sabbath was a way for them to say that he was important to them, and to recognize that he could not be compared to nothing else. No other gods, no other nations, nothing could compare to him.
Amen.
Now we are in a time where we can reverence the name of Jesus and lift up the name of Jesus all time. We can show him how important he is, that no other name is above that name.
Amen.
It's a unique sign, making it plain to the world that our God was indeed worthy of worship, that our God is indeed worthy of praise. He's indeed worthy to be exalted above all other names.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
He is holy. Holy. We serve a unique, holy God.
Amen.
Set apart. So he desires for his people to be set apart for his use. Unique. Not blending in, but set apart. Different.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what makes America different. We're set apart from any other nation. I don't care how much people may say they don't like it, America, but we are set apart from any other nation. It's just like God. We are set. We the children of the kingdom. We are set apart from any other religion that they may say is the right religion, but we are set apart. We cannot be put in a class with anyone else because we serve the most holy God.
So true.
The most sovereign Father. The God that delivers and sets free.
Mm-hmm.
The I am.
Woo.
The Lord that saves. The Lord that leads to freedom.
Yes.
He don't lead you to bondage, but he leads you to freedom.
Yes.
Amen.
He led them to freedom. Even in the midst of their complaining, they whining, they not being grateful, he still delivered and set them free. He still restored them to a sound mind, a place of safety.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hiya, Bobosha. Yes.
This is the God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Strong, mighty, powerful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Loving and kind, glory to God. You hear people say, well, he was a God of, yes, he was, but he, yes, still loved them. He delivered and set them free. He didn't leave them in it, glory to God. We serve the same God, hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus, hallelujah.
He is the, I am the Lord thy God. Faithful. To keep his promise.
Let me turn off the mic, Jesus. Let me turn this off. I got to worship him.
Glory to God. Divine in nature. Glory to God. One of the scriptures calls him. Glory to God. We serve that God. And we must know the unique God that we serve. That means it requires us to spend that time with him. Knowing what covenant you came in agreement with him with. Lord God, what have you spoken to me? In this covenant, it holds so much weight. It carries so much value that you not going to jeopardize your love, your relationship with him. Nothing is going to cause you to just not see the value of how much he delivered us out of sin. Nothing is going to cause us not to understand the significance of this thing. No. Because spending time shows that it will show us that. It shows us our obligations to him. What we're required to do to keep our covenant with him. Stand in his presence. Being present in his presence. Getting in his word. reading his audible voice in writing, willingly obeying his voice, submitting to his voice, surrendering to his voice, hearing him and trusting him, not walking in doubt and unbelief, glory to God. These Ten Commandments, they spoke life. They gave us something to trust. That we just can't go around doing what we want to do. But he set some guidelines, some instruction of what we need to base our covenant on. And they are in the New Testament. Only but one. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus spoke of them. So they're relevant. They're alive, and they should be relevant in each and every life of the believer. God commands have authority because they are based on who he is. The giver of life, the creator of life, and what he has done for us, our rescuer, our redeemer. Our restorer. Salvation. No person or thing is to take precedence over God in our lives. Not our jobs, not our children, not our careers, not our loved ones, not our spouses, not nothing. Social media, nothing can come before him. We distort God's holiness when we replace God with the representation of God. Well, I'm not worshiping a Buddha or a statue or something. I had to realize that giving myself over to too much social media, that's an idol. Anything that comes that we put before him, we must pull down. It must come down. He is holy. Nothing can replace that. No one can replace that. We dishonor God when we bring disrespect on his name. Not just using it in vain. Using it out of the context using scripture out of the context that it ain't written. That's dishonoring his name. Speaking idle things that we know God didn't say. Speaking untruths. If God didn't say it, don't say it. Using his name in vain. Dishonoring it. We should bring honor to his name. And even in that, bringing honor to when people see us, they should know that there is something unique and different about us. Because we are a representation of his name. We are his name. We're just in walking form. So we should be walking, we should bring honor and glory to the kingdom. Not a reproach, not disrespect, not dishonor. We honor God as Lord of all by setting aside one day of the week for worship, resting. And this one really spanked me hard. Because I go, and never rest. And the Lord said, Maggie, when is it going to be time when you just lay there and just rest? and do nothing in my presence and just let me love on you. And just reverence and lift up my name and know how holy I am. Just be in my presence. By participating in a weekly worship, we acknowledge God as the creator. Coming together as a community, as a family, as a body of believers, and worshiping him, acknowledging him, that he is our sovereign creator, that he created all mankind. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Worshiping and exalting him for sending his son to die on the cross to give us, so that we would not be bound to sin. And so these Ten Commandments, they speak of life and hope and love, grace, warning, instruction. That we yet still must live by. We still must understand the purpose of them. Amen?
Amen.
Now we open up the line for any comments, any shares. What the Lord blessed when you studied the lesson for yourself, what God gave you that may bless someone else. We open up the line for this time. Questions, comments, whatever God is laying on your heart. Amen.
I thank God for the lesson on today, obedience and worshiping God alone. God was letting us to know that he gave us a covenant and that he took care of his side. He did what he said he was going to do, and he wanted us to do what he wanted us to do because he had two sides of the bargain. You know, God was letting us to know that when Israel were in trouble, he was there for them. He protected them. When they needed food, provision, he provided for them.
Yes,
and he also let us to know that there's only one God. He don't want no other gods before him. But the people, the Israelites, they thought that if they had more than one God, that they would get more things done. But it wasn't like that. God said he is the only God. He even called himself Yahweh, the I Am, the accessory meaning of his name. It made it clear that he is the true and one God, and that no other God dreamed up by man could compare to him. And he also let us to know in the word that he set aside one day for rest, the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. And the Sabbath day is very important because that's also a holy day. But a lot of people don't realize that the Sabbath day is really a Saturday, not a Sunday. Because when I was studying the lesson, I had to go further because I didn't understand that myself. I thought it was a Sunday. But I thank God now that I know that it's a Saturday. And God for himself is holy. He let us to know over and over and over. He is a holy God and he want us to be holy. And I thank God because also in the lesson, when they say worship, a lot of people don't know what that worship means. It could mean a lot of different things. Worship to me, since I studied the lesson, was obeying God is one way of worshiping God. Even paying tithes is another way of worshiping God. And dancing and shouting and clapping hand, that's a form of worshiping. But that's not really like obeying God in worship. Like, for instance, like when God told Abraham to go and give his son for a sacrifice, Abraham was willing to do that. That was a sacrifice right then and there. And another thing is, like, when we going through something, and we might just go off on a person. God don't want us to act like that because that's not his character. He wants us to act like him. Like, you know, think Amen. About it. Do what God, what you think God would have done.
Mm.
I just thank God because that word, what was that word? Guiltless. It says guiltless. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand what that word means. And in the Sunday school, it says clean, but that word means not guilty. Also,
amen.
And I just thank God for the word on today because it's making me to even want to keep. Although you know, like the covenant was with the Ten Commandments, but then they was under the law. But thank God now we are under grace. But
amen.
We have to be obedient to God's word and do what He tells us to do. And
amen.
That's what I got out of the lesson today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God.
Come on now. I know I'm not the only one, because this lesson is
amen.
Good. She
amen. I was just getting ready to come up off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And, beloved,
hallelujah.
I just want to share with you today that the lesson is a magnificent lesson.
You
yes. know, the Old Testament tells us how God was with his people. Amen. But this is not just the old way. Amen. For us to look back
yes.
to the old. We know that we are in a new decade and we are in a new season, praise God. From Sunday
yes.
service, it told us that we were shifting, amen. This is
amen.
Not just a circle of things, amen. God is doing what he did then now, praise
yes.
God. He's doing it in our lives, the way he saved Israel, delivered Israel, had a covenant with Israel, gave Israel his name, praise God. That's the same thing that he has done with us in this new covenant, in this New Testament. God
amen.
Did it so good, amen. And he said that it's a once and for all sacrifice, praise God, amen. And all
amen.
We have to do is obey him and serve no other God, amen. So
amen.
No one else or nothing is to be lording over us. If there's anything that we're struggling with, we need
oh,
to
yes.
take inventory, amen. Unbelief
amen.
Should not lord over you, amen. Sickness should not lord over you, praise God, amen. Because
amen.
Jesus Christ is your Lord. Poverty should not be lording over you because there is no lack in Jesus Christ, amen. Praise
yes.
God. And so we have to see the examples. We can see Jesus. Amen, in the time of Moses. And we can see Christ, amen, in the lives, amen, of the Hebrews and the Jews. We can see him, praise God, amen. But
yes.
do you recognize him in your life? Amen, praise God.
Oh, yes.
And that's
thank
what I'm focusing on in this season. Amen, praise God. I can recognize Jesus Christ. I can recognize his deliverance in my situations, in my circumstance. I can recognize his strong hand. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
The responsibility and accountability that he is calling us to in this season as sons of God. Amen. Do you recognize him? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He made himself known to the children of Israel, and he made himself known to us. Amen. He abided with them. But he abides on the inside of us. Praise
oh, yes.
God. Hallelujah. Took
yes.
up residence in us. And we need to occupy and take up residence in him. And so, yes, I'm very excited about
yes.
this lesson. Amen.
Thank
like Mother Robert said, he said, I am the great I am. I am Yahweh. Amen. Praise God. As the woman of God was teaching the lesson, amen, I felt a preach in my spirit. I felt
hallelujah.
Joy. Amen. The word of God brings joy. Amen. It brings restoration.
Yes.
I felt the Holy Spirit moving in me. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I thank God, amen, for this lesson. Beloved,
yes.
we need word, and we need word, and we need more word. You go into
some
places, they don't even read the Bible. Amen. They don't even give you scriptures. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At least you're getting the word in some
amen. Yes.
And you're able to ask the questions.
Yes.
Amen. That you're not sure of. Amen. Praise God. And you're able to share the revelation, amen, that God gave you, amen, while you studied. Amen. The Bible says, study the word of God to show yourself approved. Amen. Not
amen.
Unto man, but unto God. We are responsible and accountable to God to come to know him. Amen. Through his word, through Jesus Christ, we are to come to know him. Amen. So, woman of God, more grace and more glory upon your life. Amen. I thank God
oh, yes.
for the word. He is the one true and only God. There should
yes.
be no other God but him. Amen. We ought not to get this thing mixed up. Amen. You have no reason to be confused because God is very plain and he's very concise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What it is that he shares. Amen. And yes, the Sabbath. Amen, was on a Saturday, the seventh day. Amen, but when Jesus Christ resurrected, amen, praise God, the people began to worship on the day of the resurrection, and that was the first day. Amen, praise God, amen. And so, listen, we have to know why we worship on Sunday. Praise
yes.
God, amen. That resurrection represented power. That resurrection represented, amen, that was how our Lord and Savior bruised the head of that serpent. Praise God,
amen.
That resurrection represented that the grave is empty. Praise God. That power, and he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. God is working in our lives. He is the resurrection and the life. And the word that he put in your heart, the word that he put in your heart is resurrection and life. You got to believe it, that when you speak the word of God, when you speak a word of encouragement, that it is resurrection and life. It is the power of God. For the kingdom of God is not just talk. It comes with a heavenly provision. It is power.
All right.
It is power. Amen. So I release the line back to prophetess. Amen. I'm excited. Praise
Amen.
God. I like to sit back because I like to hear the members and the disciples bring forth, amen, because this is a time for you, amen. But the word is like fire shut up in my bones. Beloved, I can't hold my peace, amen. Praise
amen.
God, amen. I might have to occupy a corner today, amen. Pray, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
glory
Lord.
To his name.
Amen, amen. The word is real. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word today. I like that word covenant. Oh, I love that word covenant. Even hallelujah, just hearing the characteristic and the definitions in the kingdom of God, the life force, it just even in the spoken word of describing, making understanding. He said, with all thy getting, get understanding. And we're getting that on today. The Holy Ghost is truly, truly, truly springing up that living water. Hiya, Messiah. I thank God for it in Jesus' name. I heard Mother Teacher Mother Roberts. Hiya, hiya, hiya. I hear, I feel, I see, I hear that anointing just increasing in her, through her. Oh, my God, Jesus. I thank God for that word covenant because you know what? Hallelujah. You experience so much in the presence of the living God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word, the blood. All of it is alive. That pastor was saying it's alive and speaking. Oh, just like Jesus, Mary and Jesus came into the presence of Elizabeth and John. What did John do? He leaped at the sound of God's voice. Oh, it's real. Sometimes I can't even use words because it gets to a place where you can't use words when the presence of the Lord is there. Jesus,
I am higher.
Hallelujah.
And so down to the earth, planet earth, plant our feet and use our ears so we can hear what it is he wants to teach us.
Yes,
but thank
Lord.
Jesus, when you just sit in the spirit and hear the voice of God, the Holy Ghost just gives you what you need.
Yes.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I am excited. And I do take my stand. And when I pass certain people in the street and they say something of the kingdom to me, the baby in me leaps. The Holy Ghost leaps. Because then I know, that's my brother or sister in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the lesson today, Jesus, for the fellowship. I thank and praise God for his presence and for his teaching, for his anointing. I thank him for the word that was read this morning. Thank you this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I have to continue to look at my shortcomings because Jesus is going to return.
Yes.
And I do want to be found worthy to be caught up to meet him in the air.
Hallelujah.
His word is true. Sometimes I'm short on my reading. Sometimes I'm short on my study.
My God.
Sometimes I'm in prayer. I might just turn
Hallelujah.
Over and say, thank you, Jesus. But that's not prayer.
Come on now.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm pointing at me. I'm pointing at me. That's not prayer. He speaks.
Yeah.
So, and I know he wants me to make it. Hey, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for your joy. Hey, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just stop. I have to turn on the mute because as evangelist, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist, prophetess, Maggie, teaching, I had to shut it down to give praise to God because, you know, we want to be respectful for when the Spirit is moving, whatever it is he's choosing to do. We have to be respectful at all times. We have to be representative at all times. And there's a way to do everything in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As Mother Teacher Roberts already said, somebody else knows something about Jesus. He said, I'm not the only one. You go ahead with the joy.
No, I'm excited. That's all.
I know. No. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I agree. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, if there is nothing, hallelujah, are there any other comments or shares or anything before we prepare to release the line? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Beloved, I would like to share these quick practical points with you. Amen. Praise God. And I would like to remind you to make sure you do the questions. Amen. To the homework assignment. It reinforces that you understand what you learned. Amen. Soon we'll be moving back into posting on the church website and on the church Facebook page and the church social media, the Sunday School Student of the Month. Praise God. Amen. Because we want to be able to recognize you as God does, you know, as far as how, like a prophet said, Mother Roberts has truly matured, amen, in revelation. And she is running with zeal. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for the accurate knowledge. Amen. And so also do the questions to the answer because it will reinforce what it, the questions to the lesson, it will reinforce what it is that you have learned. Amen. And the practical point that I want to leave with you is God's commands have authority because they are based on who he is and what he has done. Amen. God's commands have authority because they are based on who he is and what he has done. And you find that in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 2. Amen. God is not puffed up and he's not saying these things about himself that's not true. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's evidence of this, not just in the lives of the children of Israel, but we have the evidence in our lives. Amen. Praise God. The
Amen.
Way we walk, talk, live. Amen. The things that he has delivered us from. Amen. Praise God. And his provision in our life. Goodness and mercy does follow us all the days of our life. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
No person or thing is to take precedence over God in our lives. And so we have to begin to take inventory and make sure that we, begin to set things in order, in the order that it should be. God should be first. Amen. We distort God's holiness when we replace God with representations of God. God doesn't need us to form an image to say this is who he is. You may need to see something, but God is telling us that it's not right. Amen. Praise God. That we should not do that. Amen.
Amen.
We dishonor God when we bring disrespect on his name. Amen. And so we proclaim to be the sons of God, and the way we respond to situations and circumstance can bring disrespect on his name. For some of you, many of you have heard that testimony that I had given when I came down to North Carolina. Amen. I went to get my nails done at one of the Korean spots, praise God. And when I sat there, she wasn't doing a good job. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, sometimes the people of color in the South can be a little bit more humble. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because of the things that they deal with in the South. Praise God. But I told her that you are not doing a good job. I don't like the job that she's doing. And so the lady said, well, we're just going to do your feet and we're not doing your hands. So I got up and said, you're not doing nothing. I'm leaving. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not giving you a dime. Amen. Praise God. Lo and behold, you know, God let me to know. He also sent in a deliverer. Amen. Praise God. Because the people called the police. I told you, you call the police because I'm the police. Amen. People called the police. Amen. Praise God. But God sent in the deliverer. He had the sergeant that was over the department. He had him call me directly. Amen. And this man said to me, this is what the man said to me. He said, they did some work. Go pay the $15. Amen. Praise God. Because it's not worth it. Amen. This is a small town. You don't want your name in the paper. It's not worth it. They put everything in the paper in a small town. And God, and I told him, I'm not paying them nothing. He said, I'm going to let you sleep on it. Praise God. He took the paper from the officer that responded and tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
Tore it up. Praise God. Amen. And
amen.
It didn't take me all night. It didn't take me all night because the Holy Spirit began to speak to me immediately. He said, I sent you down there to preach the gospel. And now you are taking up fights and battles that ain't got nothing to do with me.
All right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You fighting about nails and feet. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I sent you down. You fighting your own cause. We got to pick and choose our battles wisely. Some of the battles that we enter in, it will testify against the God that we say we serve and who we are and the character that we're supposed to have. With that attitude, God wants me to know, ain't nobody going to listen to the gospel through you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So
Thank you.
I must say that God took the edge off. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's building, in everything that we go through, he's building character.
Yes.
Amen. So, beloved, be mindful how you represent God. Amen. And every time you respond to a situation or circumstance, good or bad, amen, like we used to tell our children, when you go out there in the world, you're not just representing yourself. You're representing your mother and your father. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. The things that you do, amen, praise God, they're going to say you learned how to do that in your house. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
and so, beloved, we have to be mindful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're not going to put up with that type of disrespect. Amen. We will call you on your stuff. We're going to tell you your slip is hanging. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pull your slip up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Listen, beloved, we want to help one another. We want to be helpful to one another. Amen. Oh. Praise God. And we want to honor God as Lord of all by setting aside one day a week for worship. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Listen, one day a week is minimum. Jesus raised the bar when he spoke through, I believe it was Apostle Paul, when he said, give your bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen. This is your least service that you can do for all that God did for you. Amen. The least thing you could do is serve him with your temple. For your body is the temple of the true and living God. But he says, give me one day of worship. Beloved, really, worship should be your lifestyle. Amen. Praise God. Worship should be your life. Amen. And so I want to encourage you. I believe it was Nehemiah. Was it Nehemiah? It could have been Jeremiah. Amen. Praise God. The people of God had picked up other things. Amen. They was no longer observing the Sabbath. Amen. They set aside sanctified time to rest and to worship. They was no longer keeping that. And there was the outside people would come to the gate so that they could trade and transact business. The gate was closed. Amen. By the prophet. And the prophet said to the people, listen, there's nothing here for you on our Sabbath. And if you keep coming by here, I'm going to have to lay hands on you. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, if you don't respond, respect your God, nobody else is going to respect him. You know that the Spirit of the Lord is in your body and people are cursing in front of you, doing all that. You ain't, if you don't stand up for righteousness, amen. That's why they're running in churches and robbing preachers now. Huh? Mm. Before, people would not curse or stand in front of a house of worship doing unseemly things because of the respect that the people of God had for the God that they served.
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. There should not be a breach. There should not be a breach.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise God. You host the very presence of God. Don't let people do anything that they want to do in your presence. Amen. There is a standard. Praise God. Amen. This is why we remove ourselves from different things intentionally. Amen. Mm. Praise God. By participating in weekly worship, we acknowledge God as creator. Beloved, you have a responsibility. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly together with the saints. Amen. God made a vow with you. Amen. Praise God. He has a covenant with you. That covenant is two-sided. He is keeping up his end. Amen. In order for the covenant to stand and not be broken, even in marriage. Amen. Both parties have to hold up their end of the covenant. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hold
Amen.
Up your end. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold it up in prayer. Hold it up in fasting. Hold it up in being a witness. Hold it up in exhilarating good, godly character and caring for one another, praying for one another. Amen. Restoring the one that has fallen with meekness if you are spiritual. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. This speaks to our spiritual maturation. Amen. So I just wanted to add that to a great lesson that was taught. Amen. By Prophetess
yes.
Margaret Kavanaugh. I wanted to give you those practical points. You have something to hold on to. Amen. Praise God. You really have too much to lose. Eternal life is at stake here. Amen. Like Prophetess DJ Williams said, I want to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Amen. I want to hear good and faithful servant enter in. Amen. Praise God. I want to hear well done. Amen. I want
Amen.
To reign with him for the 1,000 years. I want to put on glory. Hallelujah. I want to slide down the streets of gold. Hallelujah, Jesus. My
Lord.
God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. Amen. This is Sunday school, but it's real. As the
yes.
woman of God taught today, amen, my soul got happy. I can't
amen.
Hear the word and not get happy. The word of God, whether it's just spoken lightly or with enthusiasm, amen, it does something to me. Praise God. It moves in me. It's what the Spirit bears witness to the Spirit. Amen. If it be the Spirit of God that is breathing the word, and if you have the Spirit of God, then the word should move you. Because the Spirit bears witness to the Spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Woman of God, I release the line back to you. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Amen. And listen, you have to be doers of what you have heard. You are responsible. Amen. Prophetess, when she taught it, that was her responsibility. Amen. To God. She was to teach and feed his people. Amen. Praise God. And
Amen.
Now that the people have it, it's your responsibility to carry it out. Amen. She has held up her end of the bargain, as Mother Roberts said. Now you must do your part. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Maggie.
Amen.
Could I say something?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I know no one didn't mention anything about the offering, but since we've been with Sunday school, I pay my offering for the whole Sunday school thing. So there is money in the Sunday school thing. It's $20 in there for the whole thing.
Amen. Amen. And if you want to give to the offering, amen, glory to God, you know how to give. Hallelujah. $CSDC12. Amen. Zelle. You can mail it in. We know the ways that you are able to give. Glory to God. And this further Sunday school, amen, with those that can't get books and
the things that we need for Sunday school and,
right.
and other things ministry may need. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. So let us be a blessing to the house of God, to continue to spread the word of God, to continue to spread the things that God is getting ready to do for Cornerstone Deliverance. Let us just be a partaker in, like she said, let us worship in doing that. That is a form of worshiping in our giving. Amen. Glory to God. So as we prepare to release the line, I want to ask Prophetess Deidre if she can bless the offering and release the line. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God. And I want to say something that Apostle said for us to study. If you have not done the research and the discussion, please do that. And she said something. Can you recognize Jesus in your life? Focus on that this week. And it mm-hmm. cannot be a breach. Focus on that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That really stuck out in my spirit. I had to put it on mute. Amen. I released mm-hmm. the line of Prophetess Deidre.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have said and done as you continue to complete us in the work that you call us to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for to whom much is given, much is required. Father, we thank you for the increase.
Yeah.
Thank you for the steadfastness within us, oh God. Lord, as you have poured out in every area of our being, financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we come to bring our offering of thanksgiving, not only in these areas, but also in our finances. We
yes.
bless the income of the finances. We bless the income of every area that you have given unto us, O God. You are perfect, you are just, and you are holy. We give
yes.
you honor, we give you praise. We thank you for breathing life upon us one more morning, O God. You have given
yes.
us the privilege to honor you. And in our finances, we bring it to honor you as a form of worship, as a
yes.
form of love. As we also put you as a partner, you have
mm-hmm.
partnered us in you, that we can partner you in us, that we might be as one. Father, we thank you in all things. We honor you, as you continue to pour into our cup, that we may bring it to you. It's our baptism of the Holy Ghost that we thank you, we thank you, we thank
yes.
you, and we can never outdo giving you thanksgiving offerings, oh God. In all things, we thank you for
thank
this
you.
Is your will concerning us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And the woman of God has said, close us out in Jesus' name. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love, everyone.